My dear father and mother, etc. I received your fond and welcomed this morning, and was glad to know that ye are all in good health, as the departure of this leaves me also. What is the matter with John Foy, or is he long sick? Did the doctor say he would recover? Write to me and let me know if he's improving. God help her if anything happen him, as I hope the Lord will relieve him. I am sorry for Uncle Pat's departure, but he is happy in heaven, I hope. Dear father and mother and grandmother, how lonely it is for me this Xmas, all alone, far from home. There is two missing now, but I must make the best of it, hoping to see the day we will be all together once more. Tell Maggie she must excuse me for not answering her letter. 'Tisn't forgetting her I am, but as I was writing now, I said it would be all right. I saw Mary Mooney, and she told me to tell yourself and Delia Heenahan she was asking for ye. I'm sure you're all very pious after the mission. I'm sorry that I wasn't there. How long did they stay? Was Maggie examined? How is she getting on? What is she going to do about the music? Hoping she will make the best of it now. I saw Mr. Ward himself, and his wife was at the house. Dear parents, ye need not be troubled about me, as I never feel the time passing. I wasn't a minute sick since I left home, and I see John and Patrick often. They are like brothers to me. I wrote to Mary Ellen, but I didn't get the answer yet. How is Delia? Is she improving anything? How happy I would be if she was here with me. She may get strong after a while. Let her take good care of herself. You will find enclosed here the sum of for Xmas, as I hope each and all of ye will have a merry Xmas and a happy new year. I would send more, but I had to get some clothes. Hoping ye will accept it, just the same as I will help ye the best way I can. I would name some for the two grandmothers, but I know ye want it this time. Goodbye, from your affectionate daughter, Kate. Remember me to all my brothers and sisters, aunts, cousins and neighbours, the two grandmothers, Tom, Aunt Honor and the children, and also Aunt Honor below. Don't forget to tell her I asked for her, as I am writing to her, as I hope John Foy will be all right. Take good care of yourself. Goodbye.